dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Touché, Captain Blood.
Checkers, the thinking man's game.
If you're looking for a smack in the f***ing mouth.
Corrado. Language, please.
Everybody have this? Okay.
What do you want?
If you'd move, perhaps I could reach the chess set.
And if I don't, what the f*** are you going to do to...
You don't intimidate me.
Corrado.
So, we take the mouth.
You're lucky she's here, you little prick.
Naturally. You're only tough when there's an authority figure nearby so things don't go too far. Oh, how the mighty have fought.
Corrado!
Corrado.
Get him!
How do you like that, huh? How do you like that?
Oh, no!
Wow.
I'm gonna kill this prick.
Junior. Corrado.
You know their act. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, first off, our apologies. That last segment was chopped by the great CBS censors because the gamer tag's name is apparently a dirty word and nobody bothered to tell us that.
Well, I know it's dirty, but it's not dirty. I didn't think it was on the list.
It's only dirty if people know what it means.
John, when did it become one of the dirty words?
That I don't know. I was unaware up until just a few minutes ago myself.
Hockey.
Ice hockey.
Boo.
Boo cake.
Yeah, that's what you have at Halloween is a boo cake.
Boo cake. Uh-huh.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it sucks. Sucks ass.
I don't even know what the dictionary definition is.
Oh, my. Hold on. Got a guy. Mike, can we break in? It says the guy who sent the porno to be on Xbox is
all
on
right.
the phone. Johnny.
How's it going, guys?
Johnny.
I'm the one who sent you. Yes, it is. Johnny.
Johnny, now, what is your last name?
Johnny.
Start? What does your...
On Xbox?
On Xbox, what did your last name start with?
B. Ends with an E, mm-hmm. and is very disgusting.
Now, to make sure that you're really Johnny B,
yep.
you first sent me on Xbox a note that was like, tell me the first thing you sent to me. It wasn't...
Saying Mike to get good about his Hispanic attacks. Happy belated 420 to Buzz.
Thanks.
And happy Hito.
You know, it must have been, I was thinking of another message that I got.
Well, how many guys do you have on that list now? Like 30 guys?
There's like 200 of them.
200 but, on your friends list on Xbox?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of our listeners. But I thought you sent me one that was like, hey, are you really the guy that, is this really your gamer tag? Or are you all high and mighty? Because of that guy I wrote back, you know, I'd be glad to be your friend. Just send a request, ass. Mm-hmm. Did I send that back to you?
No, I just sent you the picture first, and then afterwards, I was like, oh, this guy's freaking out. He doesn't know who I am. Okay. I didn't want to be weird, so I sent you the message with a little bit of comedy.
I didn't want to be weird.
All right, so I'm getting all of my Xbox guys mixed up. Who's the lady in the photo that you sent?
That would be my roommate.
Wow.
Oh, really?
A real girl.
Do you have a sexual relationship with your roommate?
No, she drinks a lot of alcohol, though, and good times ensue, let me tell you.
This guy sounds like a gamer, doesn't he?
What does that mean? Hey, these are my people, Rob.
I know they're your peeps.
I got weirded out when a guy named Johnny, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, sent you a message.
Yeah, that's right, Johnny B-word.
Thank you, Buzz.
Johnny B. Good.
Johnny B. Boo.
There you go.
Johnny Bouquet. Yeah. Okay, so thanks for sending me porno on Xbox.
Hey, I'll continue.
Okay. Well, no, don't.
I'll continue.
Well, I'd be curious to see his friend. Not worth it, though.
Well, Mike, you know what? You could sign up.
He's very nice.
You could sign up on Guitar Hero for Xbox Live yourself, and if you give out your gamer tag, look at how scared you are.
No.
Our listeners could contact you as well.
No, I can be contacted in person at many of the area's finest drinkeries.
Hey, about your roommate, is she breathing?
Yeah. Is she what?
Is she breathing?
Breathing.
Is she still alive? You don't just pose her and take pictures, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay, good.
No. She's breathing.
Good for you and your roommate.
Hey, who knew that your last name, while I thought it was something cartoonish, is something apparently that gets the CBS lawyers wad.
Yes. Well, Buzz just wrote it down to refresh my memory about what it is.
Do you remember? This is the precise definition of the. Mike didn't know, so I wrote it down.
I know, but it's like one of those funny words.
Right.
I thought it was a funny word too, but I guess it's a literal translation from the Japanese.
Yes. Yeah. Well, how many Japanese are listening to us right
Turning
now?
Turning Japanese.
Buzz has a spelling error on that. You should run that card through spell check.
I think I shall.
All right. Thank you. Don't send me no more nasty pictures on Xbox.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll play you one day.
All right.
How weird.
Okay. Not weird, Don.
Hopefully.
Bye-bye.
I'm not weird.
Well, you really don't have any real personal contact. It's just the game. The game's the thing.
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God.
I've been surfing for babes like all day.
God.
Like all day, Napoleon.
Oh, and hold on, Mike. Before we talk about more Xbox
yes.
and Sopranos, there is a drunk message from Joe to Rob over the weekend.
Oh, excellent.
A drunk phone message.
Wow.
I think it's Saturday night. You know, we just moved, so most of the weekend I've been setting stuff up.
Joe! Right.
And I heard my phone ring, and I looked, and it was Joe, and
How
I said...
How are you doing, Joe?
No offense, Joe, but I just said not tonight.
And not answering it.
I want to go straight to voicemail. And
so
this
what time,
is, what
time is this Saturday night?
It, probably around between 10 and 11. I don't know. I think it's slated on the phone message.
Okay. Here's our man, Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
First saved message from...
Joe.
Received April 21st at 10:27 p.m.
I hate Chuck LaVale. Or Chuck LaVale. I hate him like I hate that guy with the Beatles. I'll tell you on Monday, but I hate Chuck LaVale. He's the keyboardist for the Rolling Stones. The supposed keyboardist. And I hate him. He sucks. But I love you. And I'm having a great weekend. I'll talk to you later. Hope you are too. And if you're not, call me back. I'll cheer you up.
He can, too.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Hi, Joe.
Wow.
The more he drinks, the more he sounds like Owen Wilson.
I'll cheer you up, buddy.
I'll cheer you up there, buddy, bro. Hey, Joe, why were you mad at the keyboardist for the Stones, your favorite band?
Chuck LaVale.
Because I was watching my Stones DVDs and he was ruining the concert for me.
Why?
Buzzkill.
Because he thinks he's all that and he's not.
That's right.
And he's kind of an outsider when it comes to the Rolling Stones, right?
Yeah, but when he's interviewed, he likes to claim like he adds so much to them.
How are you doing, Joe?
All right, bye, Joe.
Good day.
Monday.
He's doing pretty good for Monday, Joe. He seemed to have a little extra spring in his
step. Good day to you, sir.
Especially when you sound like that on the weekend. To bounce back on Monday, that's good.
It's a strong, strong rebound.
Nice to have a nice, strong Sopranos last night.
Very cool.
Really good, one of those good, insightful, make-you-think Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Fooled me. Mm-hmm. I thought I had called it very early in the episode when I said to Jan, Paulie Walnuts is dead.
Yeah.
That's before before the boat or
right.
anything.
Right.
Thank goodness I was wrong about that.
Yeah, I'd hate to see him whack Paulie Walnuts. I'd like to see him stay to the bitter end.
It was great.
They're going to start losing him pretty soon, though.
Yeah.
Great seeing Big Pussy come back, even in a dream flashback.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me what it's like, P. I guess I run my mouth a little bit too much. We're going to go out and get a marlin?
You know, also when
what
I
are we going to get a marlin for, T?
When I was sure, when Tony says to him, you got yourself check for Tourette's.
Yes, for Tourette's. Because he's always talking to people, and then he said, we're going to Miami when he was at the hotel. I don't understand, T.
Really good. And
how about when he jumps out of the car when the other mafia guys from down in Florida?
Oh, okay.
And see Paulie Walnuts? Hey, hold on there. And he's just like a pit bull jumping out of the car.
Right.
Was I the only one that was a little flipped out? I mean, considering they couldn't have done it on purpose, certainly. But
I know what you're going to say about the guy in Junior Sopranos thing looking like the Virginia Tech guy.
Exactly. Uh-huh. The criminally insane Asian guy.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously had no ability to figure that out.
Right. Weirded me out a little bit because it was such an odd coincidence.
Oh, he looked like him.
Yes, and
the anger and the fact that he's institutionalized, right. The whole thing was very, very strange.
Bad relationship with mother.
I think it was just a theory of coincidence, T. I don't understand it. Why are we going to Florida? Got to lay on the land. We buried the guy under the concrete.
I ask you, where is my iPod? Where is my iPod? you took your pills.
Camarado, what are you doing to me? Camarado. Great. Camarado beat the guy up inside the institution.
The professor.
There we go, T.
You know, you got the psychoanalysis of Tony, but you also got a guy shot in the eye and beatings. It was everything you want in The Sopranos.
There was enough of the gratuitous violence to make it work worthwhile.
And just in case you didn't know the guy got shot in the eye, they had that gratuitous shot afterwards.
That's Phil Leotardo's guy.
Phil Leotardo.
Right? They call it
<That's a loud. laughs>
And how about where Paulie's watching, I think it was Three's Company,
laughing his ass off
when Tony looks
sitting on the end of the bed like a tard watching it.
I also love the way his hair goes when he's in bed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The guy with the hair.
What about his closet with all the organizers and the
and he's got
the white shoes.
Didn't he pack three pairs of white shoes to make the trip down to Florida?
Yeah.
We're going to go down and lay low in Miami, T. We're going to have a fantastic time. Your old man, he'd be proud of you. He loved you. He loved you, T. He really did. I know he was hard on you, T, but let's go kill somebody. Let's go kill somebody.
And how about when they were their mobster buddy at first down in Florida? You've no idea, really, unless you follow through. He's in a wheelchair. He's like, I got to change my bag.
Yeah. And then how about when they was he's a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up guy. Sorry, no disrespect.
And I don't know about you. I feel secure enough in my sexuality to say that I am totally turned on whenever Tony climbs on top of some hoe.
Tony, that grosses me out so totally now. And it's always the same. I mean, really, you're going to bang somebody. Even you just take the wife beater off, at least.
It is like watching a bear having sex on the National Geographic Channel. Walking.
And it's always the same. I mean, it's always like...
it's always... him on top, thrust over.
And then he smiles a little bit.
Sure.
Hey, how about with friends?
He goes for the cigar, though. She goes for the cigarette.
Yeah,
he
goes right for the cigar. And Tony giving up very little information. That was a very interesting episode.
Very.
Once again, setting the table up for stuff to come down the road. But no Christopher. It really seems to me, and this is one criticism I have of The Sopranos, that they're almost trying to get everybody their show. They're getting everybody their particular episode. We got Bobby Bacala now. We had Paulie Walnuts yesterday, so we'll probably have one with Christopher. We'll probably have one with Carmella.
You got to have Syl in there, too.
Right, and if they have one with Lorraine Bracco, I'm not tuning in, because that still, to me, is the most boring part of The Sopranos when he's in the psychiatrist's office. I hate that. I truly hate that part.
What if Tony started...
doing the deed?
Yeah. What if he finally had his fantasy fulfilled and it was Lorraine Bracco laying
on the couch with a wife beater on, grunting, and then leaning over and go,
"That's good. It's good for me though."
Just his robe on.
Oh man! But there was the obligatory mob hit, and that guy was hit by Phil Leotardo, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
And he looks, you know what? Of all the guys, I was going to mention this. Of all the guys in The Sopranos, when we were up in New York and we had that one night in Little Italy, that guy with the white hair, that guy. Looks like a lot of the guys we saw that were allegedly
real.
Yeah. There was one particular guy who was being paid tribute to, and we saw it with our own eyes.
It was real life
and it
stuff.
Sure looked like it. Looked like the real deal.
But being paid tribute to by the police, remember?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You're right, bud. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's
hey, Radio Don. What's up, buddy?
Howdy, what's up?
How funny was it when Paulie had all those shoes in the closet and he picked off three pair of white shoes, like five pair of white shoes, man.
Let's say hi to Mr. 5 minutes ago. Thank you, though, friend. Thank you.
They go good with my suit.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I was in Washington, D.C. last month, and I thought I saw...
Hey, it sounds to me like you're stuck inside Music Radio WABC. For God's sakes, pick up the telephone or get out of the bathroom.
Okay, hold on. Let me. Get...
I'm a fan of echo and reverb, but please.
echo.
Okay, how's this? Is it a little better?
Well, what do you want? Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a cheap. I'm on a cell phone.
What kind of room are you in?
In a kitchen.
Move to a room.
Why don't I step outside? Moved to Fort Angeles, Washington. I used to write the Charlie Stockwell hate letters. Back in the day when I did pools in Sacramento.
Oh, the pool guy.
Oh, I know. This is Pat Morris from Sacramento.
Right.
Oh, my God. You're the one that used to send the letters.
Yeah, about 10 years ago up until about 5 years ago.
You were a Charlie Stossel hater.
Yeah.
Yes.
You were a good one. You could always pile on and piss off Charlie Stossel.
I don't. Well, the thing is, I think I saw him the other day, and he was driving a Cabriolet convertible. And I'll tell you what, this guy was too cool for remedial school.
Like a Cabriolet? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I missed. Charlie was wearing a snappy red vest and bow tie while his lavender ass was blowing in the breeze. Hold on,
Pat.
Yeah.
You're calling and you're giving us is like the text of one of the messages that you would send to Charlie. Charlie Stossel's not been on our show like for 5 years.
That's true. I know that. But I had a couple questions about Charlie. Is he still dating a lot of Pink Eye Stephanie, the little redhead? I wasn't sure.
Wow. He's obsessed, isn't he?
Pink Eye Stephanie. The little redhead.
Is he still a camp counselor? Because we all know that Charlie...
Pat, hold on a second. Yeah. Pat, where have you been? Where have you been hiding?
Pat, really, we've not had him on the show. And your letters were part of the reason he doesn't want to be on the show anymore.
Okay, that's true.
And Pat, we're cool with it. We read it as well. We're okay with Charlie Stossel. It's just he wanted to come on the show and review movies, not read hate letters or letters from guys in prison.
Are you still cleaning pools?
Actually, I just moved to Port Angeles, Washington yesterday. I can see Victoria 13 miles away. I'm on top of a hill overlooking.
That really wouldn't speak to what I was asking.
Do you still clean pools?
Oh, no, I don't. I got out of that business.
What business are you in now, Pat?
I'm kind of semi-retired. I'm not working right now. I just moved up here yesterday.
Retired or retarded?
Retired.
Oh, okay.
All right. Because we know what those pensions are for pool.
Bye!
Bye now.
All right.
By Pat Morris, voice from the past.
Full-time pool cleaner, part-time crystal meth.
It's too much to explain to people who don't know what that whole thing was like. We used to have a guy on the show to review movies, and what his role evolved into was pretty much he would come on every week, and he drew all kinds of mail from prisoners. Right.
They were fascinated with him, and of course we perpetuated that.
And virtually he would want to come on every week to discuss the movies of the week, and instead we would simply read him his fan mail. And he really didn't like the tone of some of the fan mail.
And then he got involved with a woman, and she kind of pushed him in the other direction, too.
Well, it was his own fault that he would get on the air and open up about his life, and then people would write him letters about the...
It's also some of the things he did. Let's be fair here. You know, it's the camp counselor shorts that he would wear in here.
Yeah.
Remember those when he would wear those with the socks pulled up to his knees, practically?
Soccer uniforms.
And he used to have he'd always have a big gulp, but he'd drink it just so with the straw.
Pinky out.
Tuck his chin down on his chest and suck out of the straw, and he'd look oh so gay doing that.
Figurine collection, all of that.
Yeah, yeah. He had the Dalmatians. Remember he had the whole 1001 Dalmatians?
The time we went to his office, he ran a movie theater.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, come on, there's no shame in that.
Us into a lot of free screenings.
Sure, he was great. Very good that
we went to his office at his complex there with the eight screens, and he had every goddamn giveaway doll that had been given away in the last, 5 years, all of them lined up on the ledge all the way around his entire office.
He never met an animated feature that he didn't like.
Right.
He loved the animated feature.
When he would review the movies on our show?
He would always. He loved anything animated. He really did. And we figured out it's because he liked to collect the figurines.
Right. Do you remember with the last straw with him, or one of the main last straws?
There were about 20 of them.
But the best one was when you did him for Jeopardy 1 week.
No, hold on. Oh. No, hold on. That was the only straw, and that was not a straw. That was a log.
Well, but we had he'd been sensitive prior to that. That was just the coup de grace.
Yeah, and listen, I will say equally culpable. Yes, absolutely.
I believe that was one Jeopardy. You may have had a hand in writing some of it.
Yeah, sure.
I think we had a lot of creative control.
Yeah. We were lampooning one of our own,
right?
As we would lampoon him.
Right. And it was something about tubs and washing people, and
baths.
It didn't go that well.
Baths, a lot about baths.
He's a good guy. He always was a good guy.
Very good.
And he never burned any children.
Never.
Never did.
See, the problem is, the poor bastard. Really, he let us know on the air that his first wife left him for a lesbian.
Right.
That was huge.
That could happen to anybody.
We could never let that go. Then the next woman that he got involved with, he was so nice. He was like, he was involved like in Big Brothers.
Right.
And he would come in and tell us under the most normal of guises the things that he was doing with his
And they were wonderful things. Of course, we were so,
with his little
we were
buddy,
such horrible human beings cynical, that we found a way to mock them.
And the one thing I know for me that was the pressure point with Charlie would simply be asking, you know, did you and little Stevie, whatever his name is, did you go out today? What'd you do? And he would always very carefully say, we went down, we played soccer. What, did you get hot? Yes. What, did you have to take a bath?
And then it would be, all right, shut up, stop it.
And then, yeah.
And we always made the the comparison between him and camp counselor.
Right.
Yeah. Boy Scout leader, camp counselor.
Then there was the time that he was featured, he was highlighted. We thought it would be a compliment. Yeah. He was very upset. He left the show.
I thought it was a spot-on impression.
And then he got a gig at Oldies 100.
Rich Little couldn't have done that.
And when they called for the reference, Rob took the call. And, of course, seriously, we love Charlie Stossel, even though we're busting his balls.
Yeah, of course we did.
We gave him nothing but a glowing reference. But they had an odd question because of Charlie's persona on the show.
They said to me, we're thinking of bringing Charlie on for the morning show. Is there anything we should know? Like, he's never burned any children or anything, has
right.
he?
Right. Because they'd heard us on the radio, and some people don't understand when we're just joshing.
That was the one question they had. I said, he never has.
That we know of.
That we were aware of. Mike.
And it was just, and you remember the funniest thing when we'd receive the correspondence would be the pictures of Clint Howard.
Yes. Yeah. Which he looked like.
Which would be included.
And he hated that, too.
Yeah. You know, Pat Morris didn't do the comic strips. There was another guy who did the comic strips.
Right.
I think I still have some on file.
We did have a Charlie file with all the prison mail.
They're most excellent.
That poor guy. He would come in and he would look like a man going to the gallows as he walked down the hall for his weekly appearance on our show.
Well, it would be the Charlie Stossel movie segment, and you would have a stack of mail, and it would be the same thing every week. We'd bring him in, and you would say, "Well, Charlie, we know we got some movies to get to, but before we do," and as soon as you would say "before we do," you would just see his shoulders slump because he knew that the stuff was coming up. And quite often, there would be no movie review whatsoever. No, I mean, not even one.
Right. And like the guy, the pool cleaner who just called, he would send his letter, and the pool cleaner would write it on lined kid's paper with really bad, like, fifth-grade handwriting, and he would overnight express mail these things. Uh-huh. So as soon as Charlie Stossel would come in the studio, I would hold up the package that would indicate, hey, guess what? The pool cleaner in California has written you another hate letter.
And when he would protest, of course, you would sensitively answer him by saying, well, it's better than your TPSs, your tedious plot summaries.
Oh, my God. Good memory on
this that. This is a combination of factors.
Yeah. Well, do you remember, he could not give a review.
No, he would give us the whole plot of the movie.
In under 5 minutes.
Right. Well, first, they wouldn't be reviews. They would be summaries of the plot.
Right.
Tedious.
And then it'd be like you'd be pulling teeth to get the review. Well, what do you think of it?
I liked it.
And that's what it would be. But he was so, God, he was fun.
Yeah.
Because he really would use the language with us, too. You know, F you. I love that.
He loved calling us the C word as well. Yeah. When he was mad, he would use that almost like other people use the F word.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Charlie Stossel.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hey, buddy, we're great.
Hey, getting back to Sopranos, I think one of the best lines I've ever heard Tony say was when, Paulie was at the dinner with him and he just wouldn't shut up. He's talking and talking about, you know, what about this time and that time? And then, you know, T wasn't talking and then,
when he walked away? Yeah.
Yeah, and he walks away and he said, what's the matter? He says, I think remember when is the lowest form of conversation.
Good line. Remember when, the lowest form of conversation.
Good line.
It was a good one. That you're right. Yeah. That's a good line.
Why so tense, T? Why are you so tense? We're doing some reminiscing. I don't understand. What B got in your bonnet?
Remember when Charlie Stossel was on the show?
Hello. Don and Mike, hello there.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
This is a bad Super Dave impression.
This is Super Dave.
Right, that's what I thought. Listen, we're going to break.
Great job at the correspondence dinner.
Because correct, Mike, if we're going to talk about bad impressions, let's devote when we come back from the break some time to Rich Little, who was on the show last week.
Very good.
He could not have sucked more on our show last week. Saturday night, he was the headliner for the White House correspondence dinner.
The very safe headliner.
Total bomb.
Because Stephen Colbert was so scary last year.
Yes.
And said so many things that so many people thought were inflammatory.
Maybe it'll go back the other way.
Hope so.
Or maybe it'll be this way forever.
God, it can't be. It can't be
Where
this
do you
way
go?
Forever.
Where do you go from Rich Little?
Two words, Mike. Carrot Top.
Perfect.
A prop comic.
He never fails to make me laugh.
Yeah. But Carrot Top would like whip out a shotgun and say something about Dick Cheney.
Okay, then Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Anyway, it's Rich Little. Rich Little, everybody.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your reaction. Thank
God, he sucks.
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Here he is singing.
Tonight we'll be looking to see what's cooking in Washington, D.C., and the big White House and the Congress halls and the U.S. Treasury. This capital city of the wise and the witty has presidents by galore. Republicans and Democrats and bureaucrats galore.
You used galore twice.
My God, this is awful.
Sing a little song all about the throng in Washington. Make a little toast, God. And we're going to roast how things are done.
My God, you
suck. Tell a little joke, and we're going to poke a lot of fun. Poke a lot of fun at Washington.
I like rape.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Wow.
Chillingly bad.
Yeah. I mean, he went back to the 20s.
Yeah. Douche chill bad. Wow, he's awful, and we've got all of it, and we'll get to it in just a moment.
Very good.
And don't let me forget, I want to chat with you about Guitar Hero.
Jesus.
Oh, you know what? You know what we're doing today? We're doing some port setting. Maybe we'll discuss Guitar Hero outside when we're doing our port setting.
I think that's a fine idea.
Because ain't it a fine day today,
Beautiful.
Andy?
Beautiful. Time for porch setting. It went over great last time.
Andy, Country Time Day. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.